91X News.
It's 17 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Bird populations are on the decline across Canada, and the Quinte area is no exception. There's been a 12% drop in bird populations since 1970. Dr. Charles Francis is the chair of the group that issued the report. He says human impact plays a major role in the loss.
Whether it's from climate change or pesticide use or habitat change, ultimately humans are the biggest factor influencing the current state of the environment.
He says the effects of the declining bird populations will affect the entire ecosystem. The Supreme Court of Canada is interrupting its summer break today to hear from a Tory MP who has appealed a decision to overturn his election win. Terry Pedwell has the story.
The outcome of this case will determine whether Prime Minister Stephen Harper has to call a by-election in the Toronto riding of Etobicoke Centre. Tory MP Ted Opitz won the riding by just 26 votes over Liberal Boris Jasnevsky in last year's federal election. But Jasnevsky went to court claiming procedural irregularities. Earlier this year, an Ontario Superior Court judge found that Elections Canada officials made clerical errors at the polls. After Justice Thomas Lederer threw out 79 votes and overturned the final results, Opitz appealed the case to the Supreme Court. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Ontario Medical Association is going to court over fee cuts imposed by the cash-strapped governing Liberals. The OMA is asking the Ontario Superior Court to stop the fee cuts and order the government back to the negotiating table. It also wants the court to confirm its right to negotiate with the province on behalf of the province's 25,000 doctors. It alleges that the government threatened to go behind its back and negotiate with other physician groups such as the College of Physicians and Surgeons. An Ontario teen is heading for the West Coast today, where he'll begin an attempt to establish a record for a cross-country flight. 16-year-old Matthew Gugin hopes to become the youngest person to fly an amphibious aircraft solo from coast to coast. Says he'll tackle any mid-air problems with rational thinking.
You just have to kind of go with the flow, and whatever happens, you have to think about the possible outcomes of the decisions you're about to make and kind of decide what's best from there.
Gugin is set to officially start his solo adventure on Friday and hopes to land in Halifax on July 20th. Provincial police say two people have been transported to hospital following a collision between a plane and a barge in north of Peterborough. Police say a float plane attempting to take off collided with a barge at Gannon's Narrows between Pigeon Lake and Buckhorn Lake. There were seven people on the barge and a single pilot in the plane. The Transportation Safety Board has been notified and the investigation is continuing. Attorney General of Ontario has decided who will lead a public inquiry into a deadly mall collapse in Elliott Lake. John Gerritsen says Justice Paul Bélanger will lead the probe into the cave-in that killed two local women. It also injured more than 20 other people. Gerritsen says Cabinet is still working out the scope of the inquiry, but says it will have two key goals.
We are focusing basically on two issues. Number one, what happened here? And number two, how can we improve the public response to an emergency like this?
Gerritsen says he hopes the inquiry will get underway in the next 2 months and wrap up within a year. A British judge will rule today on a bid by some London residents to stop their apartment building from being used as a missile base during the Olympic Games. Residents of the 17-story tower say a missile battery placed on the roof could make their homes a terrorist target. The British military is also planning to place missiles at another apartment building at a reservoir and farmland in East London and also along hillsides in South London as part of the security operation for the Games. Egypt's Islamist-dominated parliament has convened in defiance of the country's military. Mark Levy has more from Jerusalem.
In one of the biggest corruption cases in Israeli history, Olmert was convicted of breach of trust while a minister after granting business favors to a friend. He was found not guilty of double-charging charities for travel and for taking bribes from an American businessman. The single conviction is seen as a victory for Olmert. A sentence will be handed down later. Alex Marquardt, ABC News, Jerusalem.
International envoy Kofi Annan is warning of a disaster if his peace plan for Syria fails. The former UN Secretary General says the country could spiral into civil war as violence between government forces and anti-regime protesters grows increasingly chaotic.
If we do not make a real effort to resolve this issue peacefully and it were to get out of hand and spread to the region, it can lead to consequences that none of us could imagine.
Human rights groups estimate that more than 17,000 people have been killed since the uprising against Syrian President Bashar Assad began in March of 2011. A top U.S. general fears al-Qaeda could easily gain the capability of carrying out cyber attacks. Sagar Magani has more from the Pentagon.
National Security Agency Director Keith Alexander says he doesn't believe al-Qaeda poses a viable cybersecurity threat right now, but the general, who also heads the U.S. Cyber Command, says there's so much information online about how to carry out attacks, anybody who's semi-literate can pick it up.
The gap, because of the internet itself, has decreased.
And he tells a Washington think tank audience he's concerned that potentially means al-Qaeda would not need long to figure out how to conduct a cyber attack on the U.S.
They could very quickly get to that.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
That's 90 Minutes News to 8:06. Sports and weather are next.
Ideal Bikes Fact.
Car dependence is a global public health issue of which gasoline wars are only one facet. Meanwhile, bicycles are good for the air we breathe and our bodies. Be a friend to Mother Nature and yourself. Set aside those car keys and ride a bike.
This message brought to you by Ideal Bike, located at 316 Front Street, downtown Belleville. Ideal Bike, Quincy's premier bike shop, featuring new and used cycles, skate and longboards, accessories and full service repairs. Join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Nancy next sports. San Francisco's Matt Cain was picked to start for tonight's All-Star game over New York Mets star R.A. Dickey. Cain pitched a perfect game earlier this season, while Dickey has dominated batters as the league's only knuckleball pitcher. Detroit's Justin Verlander will start for the American League. He's the reigning AL Cy Young and MVP winner. Toronto Blue Jays slugger Jose Bautista was runner-up at the All-Star Home Run Derby. Pete Robinson has the details.
Detroit's Prince Fielder smacked a total of 28 home runs to become a two-time winner of the All-Star Game Home Run Derby. Fielder's 28 long balls matched his jersey number and were nearly half the total of 61 struck by the four-man American League team. The National League sluggers could muster just 21. Runner-up Jose Bautista finished with 20. AL captain Robinson Cano was shut out after winning last year's event. Pete Robinson, Kansas City.
And yet another pitcher is out of action for the Toronto Blue Jays. Reliever Louis Perret tore an elbow ligament and will miss the rest of the season. The Jays are now missing seven pitchers due to injury. The Vancouver Canucks avoided salary arbitration with forward Mason Raymond. The left winger agreed to a pay cut and signed a one-year deal worth $2.275 million U.S. The San Jose Sharks are welcoming a Montreal Canadiens legend. San Jose hired Hall of Fame defenseman Larry Robinson as an associate coach. Robinson won a Stanley Cup as head coach with New Jersey in 2000 and six cups as a player with the Habs. A lawsuit filed by Lance Armstrong that was meant to block charges that he'd been doping in his cyclist days has been tossed out of court. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Armstrong claims a U.S. anti-doping agency violated his constitutional right to a fair trial by ruling he had taken performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France. And he said the head of the agency had a personal vendetta against him. Now, a judge in Texas has tossed out the lawsuit, saying it seems more intended to whip up public attention than an actual legal argument. He told Armstrong he can refile within 20 days. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The New York Knicks have reportedly acquired center Marcus Camby from the Houston Rockets. The deal sends guard Tony Douglas to centers Josh Harrelson and Jerome Jordan to Houston, along with second-round picks in 2014 and 15. Meanwhile, Camby returns to New York, where he played from 98 to 2002. Looking at the forecast for today, mainly sunny, the high 27 degrees, clear overnight with a low of 15. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 27, and for Thursday, sunny, the low 14 and high 29. At 8:10, it's 17 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema. News is next at 8:30.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.FM.
Belleville.